This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has condemned the killing of a 22-year-old man by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. Christian Glass was killed in June after an encounter with police when he'd called 911 for help. CPR.
In an extra half of.
CPR's Allison Sherry.
Slate on Thursday spoke out about the shooting after he met with Glass's parents this week. He called it a, quote, unspeakable loss and said the tragedy should have never happened. Polis also said Colorado mourns for the loss of Glass's life. Glass's parents, who are Boulder County residents, have said they intend to sue Clear Creek County and say they are looking for justice in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
School shootings and the cost of living are on the minds of Latino voters ahead of November's elections. Nearly 60% of Latino voters surveyed across Colorado say they think the country is headed in the wrong direction. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Half of Latino voters who responded to the survey said their economic situation had gotten worse in the last 12 months. Alex Sanchez leads an organization out of Glenwood Springs that was part of the Colorado Latino Policy Agenda poll.
And the data suggests that Latinos are not trustful of the political system.
There was a 44-40 split of voters identifying as liberal or moderate. Conservative voters made up 17% of respondents. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado job numbers show an unemployment rate of 3.3%. There are more jobs in the state now than before the pandemic, including more than 50,000 new jobs since the start of the year. The state is getting $100 million to improve parts of Interstate 70, where weekend traffic can slow down between Evergreen and Idaho Springs. The federal grant will help add a third westbound lane, a fronted road connection, and a new ramp from U.S. Highway 6. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.